When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. General at your service, live here at 75 and Fitzhugh. You have Broadus, Wolchuk, and Schiafalo all out there at the stadium. You can see them on Twitch right now. I think they probably want me to get in this Twitch. You know, you have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup here at Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. And a good afternoon, gentlemen, at the stadium. How the hell are you?
Doing great, sir. Doing great, man. It's Monday Night Football. Always exciting for that. Should be interesting to see as we navigate this day how many Texan fans show up.
Yeah.
You know, easy trip for them. So last time they played here, boy, they were a ruckus crowd. A lot of red in that stand. So, you know, Stephen Jones asked for Cowboy fans to show up, and hopefully they'll give them a reason to show up tonight and play pretty well for them if they can.
They've played some fun games. I mean, the last one, you had the overtime Sunday nighter, that DeAndre Hopkins crazy game. You had Tony Romo with the J.J. Watt spin out of that. I think that was also an overtimer. Dez Bryant had an amazing catch. So, I mean, these two have played some fun football games. Maybe your defense will come out today. The pass rush will be disruptive against an offensive line that you could take advantage of, and if you want to be optimistic, I think that's the best path to success. You make it dirty, you muck it up a little bit, you get after C.J. Stroud, you force a turnover or 17, and you don't turn the football over yourself offensively, maybe you can sneak out an ugly victory.
What you hear in the background is the sound of football weather as Wolchuk, Broadus, and Schiafalo all at the stadium outside. If you're on your way in there, make sure you stop by and say hi. How the heck you doing, Chief?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Awesome weekend, and now ready for 5 hours of wonderful, wonderful football talk. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to your predictions here coming up to you in just a second. Let's go into the Pimp Cup over there here at 75 and Fitzhugh, where Lucius Alexander is feathering his nest, preparing to go 2 hours flawless. He was at the Tyson fight on Friday night. Sir, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Just wondering if you could set the scene, you know, give us the, you know, the set the scene for us there and what it was like.
I mean, it was beautiful. You know, the fights bring out celebrities, so there was all types of celebrities in the house and whatnot. Great environment. The preliminary fights were amazing. The females went down.
Nice.
These dudes sound like they're broadcasting live from a dryer.
Yeah, that's pretty steady wind. That's not that's like
it might take down the tarp. It's possible. We almost lost a speaker once. It's pretty strong. It's pretty
strong. Yeah, you guys need
right
to each grab a hold of one of those legs and hold while you broadcast.
There's a strap that's holding the tarp over us right now. And man. Lucius, I know you've been on a ship.
Yeah.
That thing right now is rattling like it's ready to go.
I hear it. That's what that is?
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Is that listing?
It's a metal strap. Oh, yeah. I think we're about to launch.
Okay.
So, yeah, this should be interesting.
We were born for this.
It's football weather. We'll get through this.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
There's no doubt about that. One of the masters of the feats of strength, Brian Broadus.
Absolutely.
This is light work for him.
Yeah.
So what was the crowd like? As you know, maybe you got into the third or fourth round when it became apparent that Tyson was about finished.
So I've seen a lot of talk on the internet about how awful the fight was to watch.
Yeah.
It didn't have that same appeal when you were there. You know, I'm pretty sure that had to do with a lot of with the commentary and the angles they were giving you and whatnot. But no, it was actually pretty cool until maybe about the third. And he was like, man, Mike, are you going to move, bro? Like, let's move around. Where's that footwork at? Where's that training you were showing us? Mm-hmm. That training wasn't there.
Yeah, so do you think he threw it? Was there any suspicion from you in that regard?
I don't know if he threw it, but that clip that we played for G back in the day saying that he doesn't care about legacy and all of this stuff, yeah, it definitely rings a bell to me right now. After I've seen him fight, I was like, well, maybe he doesn't care.
Yeah, he was like, man, your legacy's on the line in the ring. He was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah, we're perfectly fine here.
I need this 18 mil, bro.
The only standard for Tyson was just to get in there and survive. Like, he Instagrams afterwards, like, man, I had the ulcer, and I lost 25 pounds, all these blood transfusions. Like, he's just proud of himself for not getting KO'd. That's all it was.
Do you think Jake Paul intentionally took it easy on him in the second half of that fight?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
And he said he did in his post-fight presser. He said he could start to see the age, and he didn't want to unnecessarily damage him. And anytime that's happening in a boxing fight, I think that means that the fight probably shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul successfully, he got us again. He got us. And I did. I convinced myself that, hey, we'll get maybe one last moment of Iron Mike. You know, that old man strength, the quickness, that power is different. All it takes is one shot, right? But he just didn't have his legs, man. That was brutal to watch for a little bit. And
yeah,
look, if Jake Paul's going to do this again, I guess no matter what, people are going to watch it. But I think it's time that, you know, he stops with the UFC guys coming over, the 50-plus-year-old. Like, fight somebody that is somewhere in your age demographic that is actually also a boxer, and let's see what can happen.
Why does he need to do that?
No, he doesn't.
He's got a soul tricked.
And that's the problem. But And maybe he just doesn't care about being considered, you know, taken seriously. But I think a lot of people now are, with the way that this one played out, it's like, dude, no, you didn't really prove anything here.
This was. Do you think this would be his biggest bag in a sense? Like, this would be his biggest draw,
yes,
regardless of who's next.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Canelo, maybe.
Okay, if Canelo jumps in the ring with Jake Paul before he goes and fight he's supposed to be fighting. Oh my God, what's my guy's name? Benavidez.
Yeah.
If he goes and fights Jake Paul before Benavidez, Canelo's a laughing joke at that point. So he
McGregor
can't do that.
Would be big if McGregor actually decided, "Hey, I'll box you." They just both of them can sell it, so that one could be huge.
One time, Thurman, fight somebody that fights, bro.
That would be fun. Yeah,
you know,
I think if he fought somebody like under 40 who was a championship level boxer, I think maybe that could bring it in because, you know, all of this built up frustration with not being able to watch him lose. Congratulations on getting that rattle taken care of. I can tell the wind's still humming good, but you guys cleaned it out. Starting to sound like a mechanic shop there for a second.
The office ace is on it. He's holding it.
Okay.
It's kind of like where he's on the front end of a boat on the bow there, and he's holding the cable to keep us from going away.
Like Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I think we're about to use the 200-mile-an-hour tape that they use in auto racing to maybe tape that. I would think we would want to maybe tape that thing to the pole there, and it maybe it won't rattle as much.
I think between the two of you got this thing whooped. I just love the webcam at 105 through the fan. You probably can't tell because your monitors are shaking, but the wind is shaking all of their cameras.
It looks like they're on a boat going fishing.
Yes. Or maybe
the
storm chasing.
Lives on.
Yeah. Okay, what do we know about this Cowboys game? Jordan Lewis, Hunter Lipke out. What else are we looking at? CeeDee Lamb questionable, but probably going to play.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb. I did get word on CeeDee Lamb. He is definitely going to play tonight. That's the expectation. So that's kind of where you're at. I mentioned it in the crosstalk. I think losing Jordan Lewis in this game, guys, will hurt a little bit just because of what Tank Dell can do from the slot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, you know, how are they going to navigate that? I have a feeling that you're going to get McQuamu as a starter, move him inside, and then Carson would play on the outside as this game would wear on.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if this would be an opportunity with the status of the DBs and then having Nico Collins back. Would this be a Diggs travel game? But that might just be too much with all the moving parts. I don't know.
Yeah, and they've also activated, you know, they put Dak on injured reserve, so that means they've got Butler that's going to come up. And then also Hall.
North Texas Mean Green, Kamon Hall.
They've activated him for likely for some special team stuff.
You know what soccer parents do is they get one of these all-weather pods. You know, and they got ones that can handle a whole family. I think if we got one of those for you guys, could handle maybe up to 60 or 70 mile an hour winds, maybe down to 20 degrees or so.
Well, I think
like a little space heater.
Yeah, I think that we're in the process right now of making an executive decision here. So, please stand by.
All right. Sounds like there might be an update to the story.
Yeah.
Deron Bland, Marshawn Nealon are right on the cusp of returning, said Steve earlier with KMC. Both could be back next week. Hoping for the best on that. Tank not as close to returning. Stephen Jones saying they did not expect to have Lawrence back before Thanksgiving. So we still have a couple of games to go there without old DeMarcus Lawrence. Lawrence, Nealon, Micah, you get Deron Bland back. You have Diggs, you know, and Jordan Lewis. Maybe after Christmas, maybe December, we could have something a little bit closer to, you know, the team that you expected to have, you know, other than the quarterback as well. How'd everybody do in Survivor? I got to watch the greatest Jaguars loss in franchise history. Talk about watching with your feet up.
Yeah, I was with you on that one. So, yeah, good for the Lions. My gosh, I did actually talk to Doug Peterson yesterday, just to kind of give him hey, everybody's thinking about you kind of a thing.
And you FaceTimed him?
Yeah, no, I didn't FaceTime him. I just gave him a call, and he was nice enough to pick up. And, you know, and they're just struggling. He's like, listen, we're not a very good team right now. And so that's kind of where we're at. And, you know, he'll say, we'll just keep going to work, keep battling, doing those things. I said, well, you know, thinking about you and keep rolling. But that's kind of where they're at right now. Not a very good team.
Yeah, Lions tore them up in a big way, as to be expected. So kudos to you boys. I had the Dolphins over the Raiders, and that ended up being a nice little runaway as well. So all is good in Survivor Land right now.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, nice work.
Walchuk's feeling good about his pick, too.
Fantastic.
Of course, Wolchuk has a bet payoff coming up on Friday for you, for your entertainment.
Yeah, he's the only one of the group that has to do the bet payoffs. I kind of feel like that's...
Yeah, we'll see.
All righty. Big shooter over there.
I was trying to stack five of them up so I would do like one an hour.
Yeah, I know what you were doing over there.
That would be a lot of fun, Brian.
I was kind of doing a bit.
You're putting the team first there.
Well,
really
you're doing a bit.
That.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
49ers lost to Seattle. They're 5-5. Could they fire Kyle Shanahan? I think has got to be one of the interesting topics, right?
No, I don't think they can fire him. Can they?
No, I don't think that they would fire him.
I just don't. I think him and John, John Lynch, they have that kind of relationship that I think it would be very, very unlike the York family to move on from Kyle Shanahan that way.
I'm seeing hot seat articles, you know? I'm seeing like the frustration is mounting with losing these close games. Is that just media junk?
I think it's more media junk than anything. I don't know how you could – this guy takes his team to NFC Championship games, to Super Bowls and stuff like that. I mean – my gosh, he'd be a little bit like Andy Reid, right? If he got let go, somebody'd snatch him up pretty quick.
It'd be perfect timing.
Yeah, absolutely. He would immediately jump to. I mean, I guess I would still be fired up for Ben Johnson. But otherwise, yeah, I think Kyle Shanahan would be right there at the top of the list for just about everybody. He would be a super, super smoking hot commodity.
G-Men demoted Daniel Jones to third string. Tommy DeVito's going to start.
That has to do with money right there, boys.
Oh, bonus cash.
Tommy Cutlass is back in the building, baby.
Tommy Cutlass is back, baby.
Thanksgiving. Tommy Cutlass plants his flag.
Let's go.
Right here at AT&T Stadium.
But I think that one, if you look at Drew Locke's contract, it's one of those escalators where it's time to play. Kind of a contract where 40%, 50%, 60%.
So they don't want to play lock and
he gets a $250,000 bonus if he gets a certain level.
Okay, that makes a lot. Yeah, well, when it comes to Daniel Jones, I saw Garofolo put out there that it protects them for next year's $23 million injury guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
There's incentives to go ahead and say, no, thank you, we're good here.
Man, that'd be pretty cool if we could go out to AT&T on Thanksgiving and see a DeVito win with that, with his agent doing the thing in the stands. You know, I'm trying to think, be positive here and try to think of like really neat things we could see at AT&T Stadium for the balance of the year. Evan Grant posting the National Hall of Fame ballot has been released. Ian Kinsler's on it. He needs to be named on at least 5% of the ballots to remain in future consideration. It is an honor to even make the ballot. Do you think he'll get 5%, Bully?
I'm hopeful, but I don't know, man. It's so weird. Like, I think it's hard to project really what's going to happen with these baseball writers, man. They take it personally. There's a lot of players that should be in the Hall of Fame that don't end up making that. So I don't know. I think we just recently have had some of like the high 90% of some of the guys that have gotten in, like Derek Jeter. You start to get some of those dudes that are kind of breaking the norm here. But I don't know. I mean – those writers, I think, are the most stingy among any of the Hall of Fame voters right now. That one is just, I'm not surprised by anything. A lot of those dudes can go bleep themselves, old crusties.
Well, I hope they show respect to our guy. You know, that would be uncalled for. Okay.
Did he piece it up with the Arlington, Texas Ranger community? Because I remember at one point it was kind of weird with Ken.
Yeah. It definitely got weird. Yeah. I mean, even in his last 2 years, people were all mad about his pop-ups and his bitter beer face. Yeah. You know, that was the beginning. And then he gets traded for Prince Fielder and says he hopes the Rangers go 0-162.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But he's back with them now, you know, in the front. So I think, you know, I think we've
okay.
Made this.
All right.
Yeah, I think time just healed those wounds, Lucius. I don't know if he actually pieced it up. I think it just kind of
I'm a Capricorn. I hold on to things for a long time.
There you go. Astros are going to get a new name for their park. It'll become Daikin Park under an agreement through the 2039 season, the team announcing the new deal with Daikin Comfort Technologies North America. They're in the AC business. So there you go. Houston's going to have a different name when they're tuning in for the stadium and all that. How about the Mavs cooking with two big dubs over the weekend, boys? That was great, wasn't it?
They tried like heck to lose that one yesterday, though, right?
Yeah, they'll give you a heart attack.
I mean,
they
that
certainly
last
will.
Minute, I was talking to some folks over there, and they're like, "Yeah, we always try and make it interesting." I'm like, "Please don't do that anymore. You know, close these things out." But nice.
You really want to cough it up? Put Luka in there.
Yeah. They were in a situation. They felt pretty good about it actually going to Oklahoma City and getting a win shorthanded.
That was
DJ
great.
Washington
yeah.
was brilliant.
Yeah, that was what
beast
they were
mode.
Happy about. Yeah.
Yeah. Loving that. Okay. Had the inside the NBA news. They're moving to ESPN and ABC next season. I think it's huge. I mean, not only do you get to keep the TNT show, but you get rid of a lot of the ESPN studio coverage. So it's a massive win-win in addition by subtraction and all that. Number 19, TCU enters the AP Top 25, best ranking in 16 years. Remember last year at this time they had the open tryout? They put this thing together, you know?
That's right.
Congrats to the Dallas Wings. They get the number one overall pick. Yes. Could be a Paige Beckers there, as long as she doesn't get hurt again. Incredible shooter and decent playmaker. But she's lighting it up right now from distance. I think she's shooting like 65% from three. It's pretty stupid. So hopefully the Wings will have you know, some new talent coming in and be able to build on it. Okay, when we come back, G-Bag the Day coming up at 2:30. True or fart, Wolchuk?
Yeah, let's look at some overreactions from yesterday in a crazy NFL Sunday. That's next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag the Day coming up here in 7.5 minutes. Gavin Dawson here in studio. The boys are out at AT&T Stadium. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H with some NFL. Sure, you know what? Zach?
I think they went upstairs, Gavin.
Oh, okay.
It's just me and you right now. I'm sorry.
Oh,
thought
okay,
it was thought it was conveyed to you that way, but yeah, it's just you and I until they're going upstairs to get getting hooked up there, and so yeah, it's just you and I. If you got anything in mind, let's get
it
done.
Of course I do. Yeah, a lot going on here in the world of sports today, Brian, and obviously the big story here is the Cowboys pregame show coming up at 4 o'clock with you and Chia following the post-game show afterwards. What kind of a chance do you think the Cowboys really have of winning this game? I'm trying to lean optimistic and you know, see the running game and the return of Micah.
Yeah, and you know what? You should. You should have some hope, you know, because what's having Micah back definitely makes this defense different. And, you know, and where the Texans have really struggled this year is with their offensive line. Both tackles with, you know, Tunsil and Howard, you know, have had their problems inside. They've struggled with some injuries. They've moved guys around. Shaq Mason, the right guard, has had some issues. You know, they're just not been very good. This is a team that, you know, without Nico Collins, the wide receiver, they haven't had a second half touchdown. So, you know, Dallas has been getting punished, it appears, these last few games in the third quarter. Well, here the Texans, they just haven't been able to get much going. You know, having Collins back should help them. But, you know, Mike Zimmer will figure out something, some way to attack this Texans interior of their offensive line. And so, I expect it. You know, you saw Overshown last week. You saw, you also saw things with, you know, with Parsons and the way he was able to generate some pass rush. Osa Odighizuwa, those types of the things that I think that you're going to see today in this football game that could give the Texans some trouble. Now, on the flip side of that will be how well will your offense play, Dawson? And I think we're, you know, just talking to people over the weekend, I think we're closer to Trey Lance playing full time for this football team.
Wow.
We'll see how things go with Cooper Rush tonight. You know, if maybe they can find a way to sneak out a victory. We remember that the Texans went to the Meadowlands. The Jets took them down. You know, didn't score a lot of points. But it was one of those games where the Jets managed to play some really good defense and win, and that's kind of what you got to hope for tonight if you're a Cowboy fan.
Man, I would just love it if Trey Lance could get in there. I think, obviously, the unpredictability of it is just through the roof compared to Cooper Rush, who I think they're going to try to win with playing boring. You know, at least we could perhaps have the hope of seeing some development in Trey Lance, and, you know, some big exciting plays could come along with that as well. I know Wolchuk was planning some NFL true or fart. How about I give you some Cowboys true or fart? There's
Sounds Bully good.
Bully now checking Yay. In from what the up, suite. Hey, what's up, dude? Okay, how about this? Wolchuk, we'll start with you. Texans defense records three or more takeaways for the third time in their last six games. What do you think?
Man, I'm gonna go fart on that one. I think they get two. I don't think they get three. I think the Cowboys are a little bit better with ball security. They had, what was it, five a week ago. The law of averages in the NFL. I think this one's a two turnover game. I don't think it's quite three plus.
They've been on quite a binge of turnovers. Chief, what do you think? Three plus for the Cowboys tonight?
We can't hear
right. Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, they, you know, I'll tell you what, they've done a really, really yep. – oh, there, you back?
Yeah, we got you now. I think we can
yeah,
hear
baby.
You.
Baby.
There he is.
We're alive. We have a pulse. Yeah, give me – I'll take the under on the turnovers as well. You got the Texans dealing with some injuries, and like you said, I think they're going to try and win boring with Cooper Rush. This is going to be a lot of Rico Dowdle getting the ball out super, super quick. And, I mean, you can still see two turnovers, but I won't give them the full three.
So we'll fart on that one.
Yeah, I'll fart on that. Thank you, Wolchuk.
And, Brian, is this a triple fart?
Yeah, this is a triple fart. I will say this though, the Texans do have some ball hawks in that secondary though, but they don't have the Will Anderson pass rush element, you know. So they're really going with Hunter as your only pass rusher. So, you know, if the Cowboys can find a way to take care of him in this football game, but yeah, the Cowboys receivers got to do a better job of trying to find a way to get some separation. This crew is usually pretty good at locking you down. And so I will say that they'll probably be the under on that tonight.
I guess I'll buy it just to be different. But I think even though they're going to try to run, you're still looking at quite a few third and longs. And you're looking at a combination of Cooper Rush and Trey Lance. And I would say one interception per 10 passes attempted. I think that's your turnover percentage against a defense like this. Number two, Cowboys pull Cooper Rush, leading to Trey Lance scoring 2 second-half touchdowns. Is that true or fart, Wolchuk?
I'm going to go with a true on that. I think we do see Trey Lance in the game. The two touchdowns thing is what's given me pause.
I would say two turnovers by Trey Lance in the second half over two touchdowns.
But I'll just lean true for funsies. Let's have a second half that it's at least it's entertaining to watch, even if it feels like a preseason game.
Yeah, I do think we'll see some Lance tonight, but I don't expect it to be overly productive. The idea of him even getting one touchdown seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah, I'm going to say that to me, I don't think the two touchdown either, but I think you're going to see Lance a lot earlier. And like I said, I think we're going into that direction where you're going to start to see Trey Lance more and then give him the full week of work. So, but I think you're going to see him early in this game. Might get you the one touchdown, but I don't know about two.
Speaking of bold predictions, number three here from Blogging the Boys, Cowboys call and convert a first half fake punt. I think I'd be scared to call a fake punt after what happened a couple of weeks back, boys. How about you?
Same, dude. I mean, I know Bones Fossil is a wild animal, but on Monday night, you got to be careful because this isn't, you're not just slapped into the noon window, you know, where you got a bunch of games going on. People aren't really watching. Everybody will be watching this and they're ready to make fun of you at every turn.
Yeah, fart.
Thank you.
No, this is true.
It's happening.
This is going to be true. Oh yeah, this is going to be true tonight.
Brian,
coaches love to be on the national stage and prove to everybody how smart they are. Bones Fossil is going to show you how smart he is tonight. He's going to fake him one.
At least he'll try. Thank you, guys. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Make sure everything works. When we last left off, our winner right here, it was a little girl. I think her name is Jazzy T. She's about 14 years old. She was interviewing the Mike Tyson, and he got real bleak on her.
Your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Mike.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead?
Gee.
Why do you want somebody, do you think somebody really wants to think about you? How? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids. Who the
true.
F*** cares? God, Mike.
Turns out we were just listening to an exhausted old guy.
God, man. You know I care about you. When you die, you're going to be dust. Everybody you know is going to die. Everybody. How old are you? 14? Oh, yeah. You're going to die soon. You're going to die. It goes by so fast. And nobody cares about you, really.
What, dude? That might be the best.
That's Mike.
Wow,
that is good.
10 out of 10.
There's my vote. G-Bag of the Day right there.
Hilarious.
Alexander.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else I got for you, boys. Let's go to Boston. NBC Boston. Celtics. His name is Sam. Oh, my God. I said his name earlier, Carter, and I totally forgot his name. Sam Hauser.
Okay.
Jeez. It's the first time he's on the free throw line this whole season. I'll be damned. He finally made it. And how did he make it? Let's find out.
First free throw?
First free throw of the year. It's also his first career free throw attempt against the Raptors, playing in his ninth game against this team.
I wonder if he's nervous.
All he had to do was get hit by Dick on his way to the basket.
What? Come on, bro.
Dude, I'm offended.
Come on, bro.
That's like he had a bet with his buddies. Hey, can I get this in during the broadcast? You bet you can. You bet you can.
Yeah, the road broadcasters, whenever they face the Raptors, and it's like they're one or two times during the season they get an opportunity to call a Grady Dick game, I do think they have a bingo card, and they're just checking stuff off.
Yeah, I think you're right, too, bro, because ain't no way. Because ain't no way,
ain't
bro.
No way. No,
ain't no
he,
way.
That was a force. That was planned.
Ain't no hold on.
All he had to do was get hit by Dick on his way to the basket.
Jeez.
No thanks. I'll pass.
Was that a Grady Dick game or was that a Serge Ibaka game?
You need to relax, bro. All right, let's go to Dubai. Shout out to Dubai. Been there a few times, twice.
A+. I vote for Eric.
Yeah.
You been to Dubai a couple times?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Let's go to there's the T100, the Triathlon World Championship. It's the first ever right here. So we have a USA person, an American that won it. Olympic triathlete, Taylor Nibb. She asked the cameraman not to, to catch a little area of hers.
Okay,
do me a
nibs.
Favor, cameraman. Yeah, of her nibs. Yeah. Do me a favor, cameraman, because I'm busting my ass out of here.
Pulled as hard as she could, and she went,
I just myself, so can you not get my ass? Yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
I'll let you hear it again. It's a triathlete. She's running.
Pulled as hard as she could, and she went,
I just myself, so can you not get my ass? Yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're still so polite.
I just self-defeces. Please don't look there.
Yes. Wow, bro. I think she got like 200K.
For
good
what?
For her.
For winning.
Oh, she won.
Yeah, she won. That's why she had to pull herself and keep going.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could you pull yourself for 200K?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
left
me
it
too.
All on the field. Right, I've done it for free too many times.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I know what you mean. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes and all that other good stuff. This is going to be a real quick clip because I don't want to argue with the wind and whatnot. But they probably won't just let this little lady right here do the offering ever again.
Now we're going to be getting ready for offering. I'm excited to give. Are you excited to give? We got money. All right, I'm sorry.
We got money. All right, I'm sorry.
Money.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Give. Are you excited to give? We got money.
It's going to be a nice little drop when somebody gets a contract.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's one way to go viral.
Yeah. What else we got right here for you? Oh, Woolchuck sent me this one. This little Bears fan got his heart broken. My God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the block kick.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Block kick.
These young Bear fans, they're getting a taste for their life to come here.
Yeah, they're about to learn. Poor guy, he's crying. He hurt.
They blocked it, buddy. No, they blocked it.
Man, those Bears fans got so excited the first month of the season.
He said that was good. But it was clearly a block. That ball was on the ground rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
life lessons in sports.
Yeah.
Accepting reality.
Poor. Yeah. It sucks too, boy. Whatever you
It does.
Yeah,
yes.
It sucks.
I feel like every man, at least half the men in this great country, feel like that every Sunday. We're just better at hiding it. That's all that happens as you get older.
That's about being a man. All the pain you have, you just suck it up and swallow it and let it kill you slowly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bury that down there.
Mike Tyson with Junior Reporter with Lucius Alexander. His impression was incredible. I thought I was listening to more Mike. Is it NBC Boston Sam Hauser on the free throw line? Is it triathlon world championship Taylor Nib just bleeped herself?
Could you please not record that, please? Don't put your camera down there, man.
Church lady for asking for the offering, or is it the heartbroken Bears fans? Had another blocked kick there. I'm going to go with Taylor Nib there. Lucius, how about you?
Ooh, I'm going to ride with Tyson again and the little girl.
All righty. Chief?
Give me Nibs.
Woolchuck?
I'm going with Lucius.
Broadus? Oh, Broadus is
the champ.
The champ. Okay. By a score of 3-2, and still your G Bag of the Day champion. I do believe the LA impression has been added onto this, though. It's now officially a combo platter, if you ask me. Okay. It was good, man. When you hear it back, you're going to be like, wow, that's fire. Okay. When we come back, it's time for a little best of the weekend with the Chief. What are we looking at, buddy?
Texas and Arkansas gamesmanship. We got the helicopter coin toss and the BS fight of the year.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Gavin Dawson. Myself and Lucius are here at 75 and Fitzhugh in Arlington. I can actually see the broadcast position from here at 75 and Fitzhugh, 11th floor. I can see AT&T Stadium, which is where the rest of the gang is. And gentlemen, it's time now for best of the weekend. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Just heard the promo. Tomorrow we're going to be at Men's Tea. That's going to be wonderful. I'm looking forward to getting my tea levels checked. Need to just get a status update, see how we're doing here.
Maybe, hey, Eric,
maybe Wolchuk will join me as well. What's up?
Can I interrupt you just real quick? I was just told that the doors and the roof are going to be open tonight at AT&T Stadium.
Hell yeah.
So we'll have some nighttime football with open doors, open roof. So enjoy.
Okay. All right. We'll take it, man. We'll take it. And there's not going to be any sun issues tonight, so this is exciting. And Wolchuk actually had the update as well in the commercial break about, because we were wondering, would they flex out the Cowboys. Like, tonight seemed like a night that maybe could have been flexed out, but they're not in the flex window for Monday Night Football yet. But down the line, when the Bengals come to town for Monday Night Football, that is in the flex window, and that seems like a perfect opportunity if you're the NFL to maybe try and put a different matchup on Monday night when it's supposed to be Cowboys and Bengals. But what's the deal, Wolchuk?
Well, it's the Simpsons alternate cast, so it's not eligible to be flexed out because of all the drawings, voiceovers, and other work that's been done already for the Simpsons alternative broadcast that's going to air that night. That's from Jay Morrison, who covers the Bengals. So, yeah, I think you're looking at maybe Sunday Night Football against the Bucks. Otherwise, we got Thanksgiving and tonight another Monday night game to look forward to that the nation can watch us. Hopefully not embarrass ourselves.
I love it. I love it. All right, we start with high school football, then we'll get to college, and then we'll get to the BS fight of the year. But from a college or from a high school football standpoint, this was something that I saw. I don't know if you guys saw the viral video from a Utah high school state championship game. It's really a beautiful aesthetic because it's the mountains. It was kind of an overcasty. It looked really awesome. And then the video shows a helicopter flying in for the coin toss. Instead of doing a coin toss, this is a state championship game, mind you. They have a helicopter, like, I don't know, maybe 100 feet or whatever above the 50-yard line. The captains are at the middle of the field, and they drop a football out of the helicopter, and the captains scramble for the ball, and that's how they decide who's getting the ball first in the game.
What? Wow.
It's very unique. I've never seen anything like it before. I don't know if this is something they do week in, week out, or if this is just a state championship curveball they like to throw at the people. But the video, I mean, it's kind of like it's a little bit snowy. You have, like, snow on the turf there. Again, like, you're in the mountains. It's a really beautiful scene. And then in comes the helicopter, drop a football, and then it's two captains for each team basically in a dogfight for the football.
I'm definitely like, make you think twice about who your captain is.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, we're not going with the quarterback. We're going with the linebacker or the running back.
Did we see something like this in the XFL the very first time where they had a scramble for the ball and one of the guys separated his shoulder?
Put it at midfield.
It was get up off your back and run to the ball bit. And, yeah, we had a separated shoulder right off the jump in the XFL. First injury, the first play ever.
That was awesome. That's a good call by you, Broadus. Yes, that's really the only thing that you can liken this to. I've never seen anything from a helicopter dropping the ball down. I don't know. It was crazy, but I loved it this weekend. The other thing, college football-wise, and sorry, of course, to your LSU Tigers there, Broadus. But,
what's there to be sorry about?
Well, I mean, every time you lose, isn't it frustrating? Or is it one of those things where you just don't much care anymore? Brian Kelly's just going off on people.
I'm dealing with two football teams that really don't care about playing football. What I'm saying right now?
It's
tough. And it's funny. And I wonder if my man Chuck Cooperstein's listening because he's a Florida Gator guy. And Chuck took the opportunity to send me a text. I'd heard from Chuck all year.
Oh, damn.
He's like, it's amazing, you guys, your offense. You have all those yards, and you only score 16 points. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. Been watching this all year. But, it's a good win for the Gators and really a bad loss for LSU with so much on the line. There's a lot of teams right now that are either contenders or pretenders. And LSU kind of falls in that category of a pretender right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But the Texas game, Texas going to Arkansas to take on the Razorbacks. And before the game, they were reporting on the fact that the Razorbacks went with a little bit longer grass for the game. They have natural grass there. And so they decided a little gamesmanship. They're trying to slow down the Texas players, the speed of those guys. So, and they had like low camera angles to show like the grass being a little bit longer. And people were up in arms about this. People were like, I mean, especially Texas fans, and I get it. You're a Texas fan. You're a rabid college football fan. I understand. You're defending your team. But I love this and it kind of worked because the Texas offense, I mean, it was a tight game there in the fourth quarter. They only ended up scoring 20 points. It wasn't very explosive. I think Bond was the leading receiver with like 48 yards, so it kind of slowed him down there.
Yeah.
Not enough to actually win the game for Arkansas, but I'm here for this, Broadus. Is this something that's commonplace? Have you seen something like this before? Because I think this is home field advantage. You do something. That's a no-brainer move right there for Arkansas.
Yeah, this happens quite a bit, believe it or not, in the Big Ten. The Big Ten, will grow their grass a little bit, depending on who they're playing. If you get, say you would get a team, you know, from the Southeast, or you get a team from the West Coast that comes and used to play before we had everybody playing in the Big Ten. You know, you would that some of these programs would grow. I know Notre Dame would grow their grass higher to try and slow down opponents that would come in to South Bend. I know some Big Ten teams that did it as well to try and slow down their opponents. So, yeah, we see it in baseball, too. You get a team that really is good at running the bases, you slow down the track. You make it a little bit more soggy around, you know, first base. Maybe a team that – maybe they're a really good bunting team. You make the grass a little higher to kind of trap the balls from going foul. So you can play with all the – with the surroundings as much as you want, and the really good ones will do that.
Well, Friday night, of course, it was the fight, BS fight of the year. Now, the prelims, especially Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor, as you mentioned, Lucius, and
a lot
you
of
saw
punches.
That right there. Woo. Dude, her eye,
yeah.
I mean, that's one of the bigger gashes you'll ever see on a face. Those girls were just going, just trading blows, an absolute slugfest. That was actually the real fight of the night. Because now, not that I got to see much of it, because my Netflix kept buffering. That was a miserable experience.
It was terrible.
You guys were experiencing that as well. I mean, that was the one thing, Lucius, being there, you didn't have to worry about that. Netflix was not prepared for the moment. I'm like, Netflix, you created the streaming. Like, this is your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. You are at the top of this mountain, and you just embarrassed yourself. That was a frustrating deal, and then the fight became a little bit more frustrating, and then the fallout from the fight, where you have people saying, like, yeah, these guys weren't even, like, legally allowed to really go hard after each other. Jake Paul wasn't trying to KO Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson was just trying to get out of there alive, dude. That was frustrating. Did he always do? Was that common for Mike? Because I was wondering, and it was cool, though, because my daughter, I had never actually watched a live Mike Tyson fight before. That was my first experience with it. My girls were sick a little bit, so they couldn't sleep, so it's 11 o'clock, and they're sitting right there with me on the recliner. We're all watching That's Mike awesome. Tyson for the first time. So, like, that was cool, except the fight wasn't that awesome, and he kept biting his – biting his glove. Yeah. That's a move of his.
He said afterwards he's got a biting fixation.
I heard him say
we
that.
We know, bro. We know. That was a good joke. Yeah, I was proud of him for being president enough to make that crack. I would say not nearly as much. I kind of wondered if it was just disassociation for him. You know, some sort of a thing to distract him from the reality of, you know, how bad he was looking out there. I think if he went back, that probably happens in fights that he knows he's losing.
Yeah, okay, maybe so. I was wondering what was going on with that, but then he just wasn't attacking it. Like, you see all the sparring videos and stuff where he's just going, just combo, 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 ready to and I thought there was going to be at least one or two rounds where he just went balls to the wall with it.
So my thing was, like, watching those videos, you saw flashes of that, but inside those videos, they were all edited together to be, like, 2 seconds of explosion. And the problem with age that you're about to find out as you just turned 30, Chief, is when you try to go forward and then stop yourself, you can lose your balance and just end up falling down like Broadus in that parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and as a younger man, you don't quite comprehend how like fragile the balance is. But I think for him, he can explode, but it was resetting and then being ready to explode in a different direction that was just too much for his legs after about the first 90 seconds or so.
Yeah, it was shake legs. He did not look like himself, and I do think Paul could have knocked him out if he actually wanted to, but he clearly did not.
Yeah.
And that's super disappointing. And with the build up, like, I bought in because it felt like Mike had flipped that homicidal switch, and he said that he was bringing the devil into the ring with him, and he absolutely did not.
No, there was no devil.
No, there wasn't.
I'm still looking.
Now, I don't know, Lucius, right there in front of your face, I'm sure you had a great time, right? I mean, I'm sure it was an awesome time in the building.
Yeah, it was amazing in the building. And he did bring the devil in the ring. The devil was deception, and we all got deceived. Every last one of us.
Well put.
Good call.
Yeah, well done, sir.
Now, the funniest part, though, was, of course, afterwards when he's being interviewed in his locker or in the locker room or whatever, and he daps up the guy, and then he walks away only to show that he's wearing, like, some level of assless chaps, dude.
We got buns.
Seeing his cheeks there was absolutely hilarious. You know he did it on purpose. But that was honestly the most memorable part of the night. Was him walking away with bare ass cheeks there on live television.
Yeah, indeed. After watching that, bro, like, I seen the clip go viral, and I seen, like, Mike kiss the dude. I love you, and walk away with his cheeks out.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, you cannot kiss me with your cheeks out, fam. No.
Put those cheeks away.
It don't matter how much I love you, dog. You're not going to have your cheeks out. Then I did some research and found out that was Mike Tyson's son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
But all still, right. Put your cheeks away,
still,
Dad.
Pops, put your cheeks out. You're kissing me on TV. I got a reputation here.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. When we return, it's time for some NFL news today. We'll check what's in store.
Benching's the play of the year, and are these things lining up for a lethal pairing? That's next.